You know what I thought would be fun to do?
What?
Something a little bit more smiley face than we normally do on the show.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought it'd be kind of cool just to have people call in with different things going on in their lives. What's new in your world? Something that may be new and exciting. And to be honest, I do have kind of selfish reasons because I was thinking about, talking about my nephew some more.
Aww.
Yeah. Connor was born last week, and I went and held him this weekend, Saturday. Beautiful kid. Real excited about it. Still trying to figure out the best approach to the uncle thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to be a positive influence on his life.
Oh, yeah.
And not a negative one. Don't you see how that could be a challenge for me?
Yeah.
Maybe a little?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to set a good example, be a better person, and, you know, this is my first real, because I'm the youngest in the family, too, so it's the first real kid I'm going to have this big of an impact on, I think.
Yeah. I agree. Cause
hopefully my brother and my sister-in-law are smart enough to keep me away to not have too much of an impact there at all, but, you know, I'm still pretty excited about it. I'm still trying to gather my bearings on it. So it's pretty cool.
Well, you should.
Yeah. So that's what's new in my world. An uncle. How about you?
Well, my nephew learned something. He's really smart.
Like, nephew talk continues.
Yeah. He's probably 15 months old.
Uh-huh.
And he's a very fast learner. And, you know, my dad owns a clothing store, and my dad was holding Aiden. That's my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And he was showing him the mannequins because he likes mannequins. And my dad was just messing around, and he was like in these and grabbed the mannequin's boobs and went, "Are Hong Kong." And my mom's like, "Jerry, don't show him that."
What do you mean? Like, he actually showed him like Hong Kong, like grabbing and saying Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, you know, I didn't really think anything of it because he only did it once. And my mom was like, "Don't show him that." And my sister's like, "Thanks, Dad." And, you know, a little while later, she was holding him, and all of a sudden, he grabbed my sister's boobs and Hong Konged them.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see, that's one of the things I'm worried about. Like, I don't need to be the reason why this kid goes around groping women inappropriately, you know?
Yeah, he likes to look
like your dad, obviously, is to this child.
Yeah, he... Like, the other day, I was watching him, and he pulled down my shirt and looked down my shirt. I'm like, ah. Because when he was little, he tried to nurse off of everybody and, you know, tell him that they don't work. Your mommy's does, but ours don't work.
Nice. Yeah. I get that all the time, too.
I do.
539-9750 or 238-0975. We want you to call in, share what's new in your world. Go ahead.
I'm getting married.
You're getting married?
I am getting married. And the funny thing about it is that he asked me about a month ago, and I went down to get fitted for my wedding dress and all this stuff last night, and it didn't really hit me until last night when I was trying on my wedding dresses and looking at invitations and things like that. So it really hit me hard, and I was so excited, and I still am.
Well, great.
I'm a big fan of your show. I listen to it every morning on the way to work. And I love it.
Well, thank you very much. We're very happy for you.
That's
great news. When are you guys going to get married? Do you know yet?
August 25th.
August 25th?
Yep.
Where are you going to do it at?
We're doing it at the gazebo at Terry Ivy Park in Salina.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you have any worries about the weather at all?
A little bit, but I think we're going to rent, like, the VFW or the Elks Lodge as a backup just in case.
Good move.
Yeah.
An outside wedding, as long as, you know, the rain or whatever holds off.
Yeah.
It can just be phenomenal. So I wish you luck on that, all right?
Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.